Thanks, everyone. It's great to be here. I'm Raj, and we have
Oren
here.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? Are we having fun at Ignite? Awesome. Hopefully, we'll see more folks after lunch. We'll get started 5 minutes after. So it's again great to be here. We're very excited to talk about Azure Service Experience innovations in this talk. Throughout the keynote and throughout this week, you'll hear a lot about innovations in terms of new services and products and features that we're rolling out. It's kind of a different kind of a topic. This is very unique in the sense we are going to talk about customer lifecycle and innovations that are happening in customer lifecycle for our Azure customers. Some of them are visible, some of them are not necessarily very obvious, but it's a lot of hard work goes behind in running a service like ours at scale all over the world in hyperscale. So it's great to be here to talk about some of this stuff. So the agenda is going to be, the Azure customers lifecycle, every day there are thousands of customers discovering about Azure and trying out Azure and envisioning what they can do with Azure. And then actually they feel comfortable and they're now ready to start implementing their apps or solutions on top of Azure. Eventually then continue to manage their applications on Azure. So these are kind of the phases of customer's life cycle. And the support is kind of, it's across all of these life cycle, all of these phases. We want to make sure we have an absolutely great experience, not only in these four phases, but also support. So my team and Oren's team in partnership, we are focused on delivering the best customer experience across all phases of the life cycle. And for today's talk, we are specifically going to double-click on implement and manage phases. There are other conversations that happen around discover and envision. For this talk, we're just going to double-click on implement and manage. So this is, it's kind of starting the assumption that you're already ready to go in terms of moving your business-critical app application on top of Azure. How can we help you make sure you're building it right on top of Azure? What we're doing in terms of providing a very very reliable platform that you can count on for continuing to build on your mission-critical apps. We'll talk through some of those, and we'll move on to manage a phase. That's where we'll talk about things like Azure Monitor. How many of you noticed we announced Azure Monitor keynote yesterday? Awesome. So we're going to talk in detail here today a little bit, and then there's a couple of other sessions also. So let's get started. So this is, by the way, this is not someone said this looks like seating arrangement on your airplane. It's not that. It's a very important slide. It might look like that, but it's really, when you think about the balance of responsibility for customers, a lot of our customers are still heavy on-premise, and some of them are operating in hybrid, some of them in on-prem, some of them in cloud, and some of them are fully on cloud. The type of control that you get depends on the type of where you decide to build on. Is it at the IaaS level or at the platform, or you're just consuming software as a service? So in the on-premises world, as you know, you had complete control, so that also meant you are also responsible for every single aspect of this. Things like data governance, how do you set up your endpoints, the networking connections, storage, how do you set up your applications in a highly available and resilient mode and all of that. When you're moving to a cloud service like Azure, you really need to understand at what layer you are coming in and understand that there are some responsibility that that's with you as well to make sure that you build the app in the right way. So that's why we started talking about not just individual products and technology on Azure. We have almost 90 right now, but we started talking more about solutions that you can build on top of Azure. These are kind of the business outcomes that our customers want. They really want to have best resources that they can rely on in terms of the reference architecture, what is the best practice to implement a web or mobile app or Internet of Things. So we launched this Azure Solutions at WPC. We have some basic scenarios that every customer is starting when they're moving to the cloud, all the way up to some more differentiated solution like IoT or big data and analytics or digital media and things like that. So we have a lot more solutions that we talk about. This is continuously growing. You can refer to azure.com solutions to take advantage of all the customer stories, how other customers implementing the out of the box. If you take the reference architecture that's out there, there are ARM templates for these solutions that you can take advantage of to get started. So we are very excited about continuing to talk about solutions. We have some data based on our first party adoption of Azure. Most of these solutions, the built on IaaS is where you need, customers need a lot of help in terms of understanding how do I set it up? How do I make sure that the app is going to be highly available? How can I avoid single point of failures and things like that? So we have best practices that we talk about throughout at various, how do you, for example, VM. This is just an example of setting up a VM. How do you make sure you're setting it up in a way that you take advantage of all the platform capabilities and configuring multiple VMs in availability set. It's some basic recommendation. Configure each application tier into separate availability sets so that you have resiliency between the layers. Combine the load balancer with availability sets. Take advantage of fault domains and upgrade domains. So when we are doing platform updates, we are not bringing down your VMs at the same time and things like that. So there are lots of features, platform features that are available. And we have lots of best practices that we talk about, and it's published through best patterns and practices. And this is just for VM. As you can imagine, this can get very overwhelming when we talk about all the best practices for VM, storage, networking, and as you get more and more sophisticated applications, there are a lot more best practices that we can keep sharing those resources. But here is an example of how we are taking some of these best practices. This is, by the way, very cool innovation, very visible innovation that you will see pretty soon. It's something called Azure Advisor. It's in limited preview right now. We want to be able to give you very actionable recommendations on something very basic as make sure your resource is available, you're set up for resource availability. You are following all the best security practices. How can you take advantage of some of the performance? How are your resources doing on Azure? What can you do to improve the performance? And all the way to cost recommendations. So think of this as your personalized cloud consultant that's helping you, and it's looking at this data across all the resources in Azure, across all our millions of customers and subscriptions, and it's constantly getting better. It's getting smarter. It's telling you new recommendations that you can act on. So we are very, very excited about start talking about this. It will be in public preview later this year. This will be part of, the overall Azure portal experience. Stay tuned for more news on this and in the next couple of quarters. Here is another example of how Azure Advisor can help. As you know, you can provision SQL DBs as separate resources in Azure today. Or you can take advantage of Elastic Pool to configure multiple DBs in Elastic Pool. That will actually, it turns out you will save a lot of money if you do that on a monthly basis. So Azure Advisor will be able to give you these recommendations on cost savings, things like that. The good analogy here is individual cellular plan versus family plan, right? Obviously, it makes sense if you have four different plans to have a family plan. So this is a perfect example of how we can keep customers' interest in mind and give you these advice, and you can take a recommendation. You can take actions on it. So again, you will hear a lot about this in the future. Azure Advisor is very exciting. Next, you heard the story for Azure, how we are the value prop is very differentiated in terms of global, trusted, and secure. As you know, we have the largest compliance portfolio in the industry, and I'm just losing count every day. We are adding more certifications and attestations to the cloud. In fact, we are happy to announce at Ignite that we just received certification for ISO 22301. It's very exciting. This is a premium standard for business continuity. The reason why it's very important for us to talk about as part of the implement phase and experiences, this is basically telling that we are ready to respond to failures. As you know, the cloud is not just about avoiding failure. You really cannot avoid failures, but it's our ability to respond to failures quickly, mitigate it, and recover from failures during disruptive incidents is what differentiates us from other cloud service providers. So we are also very proud to announce that we are the first global hyperscale cloud service provider to receive this certification. So it's great to receive this to an add-on to our number of certifications we already have. By the way, just to keep it interesting, we are going to ask questions through the presentation. And if you answer it right, there's a really cool prize. This is a tile. I don't know how many of you know about tile, but this says that you will never lose your phone keys or anything if you use this. So stay tuned for questions as we ask, and if you answer it right, you'll get one of these. So the next, I want to roll this video that talks about the importance of resiliency and how we talk about reliability and uptime and how ISO 22301 is helping in this. So.
Keeping applications up and running is of utmost importance to any IT operation. There's time, money, customer satisfaction, or even individual or public safety at stake.
Microsoft is focused heavily on making sure that customers can improve their uptime. We have a dedicated resiliency team that spends 100% of our time working on how do we make that better. When you build on top of Azure, you get the benefit of all the engineering knowledge that Microsoft's cloud has brought to bear for every customer and every customer's needs. And as people are moving their mission-critical applications onto Azure, uptime is their business.
So Office Timeline is really a project visualization tool. We started out as an on-prem application. Over time, what we've realized is if we want to really scale the business, we have to move into the cloud. So we started out with one app service and one database. And since that time, we've organically grown to about 100 different resources in Azure. Any amount of downtime means revenue loss for us. And I can't remember the last time I've had to worry about reliability or scalability.
We really care about making sure that your uptime increases. There's a sign that sits in my office that says, "We only win when the customer does." And it's true.
I would encourage everyone to take a look at azure.com/resiliency to get the expert guidance and best practices needed to build a resilient cloud.
Awesome. Actually, the guy who was shot in the video is here. John, do you want to stand up? And he's our resiliency, reliability PMM, so feel free to talk to him and ask him about anything about resiliency. It's great. So the next, you know, we have heard from our customers that moving to the cloud, obviously security is top concern. We have a lot of certifications to make sure that customers don't have that issue, and we are the trusted global cloud service provider. The next thing that customers talk about is I lose the ability to roll out changes. I just want more visibility into what's going on, particularly if there are changes that are going to impact my setup. So it's definitely top of mind topic, and we want to help you make sure that you have a way to participate in that in the process of how we roll out changes at the platform level changes. And so this, we have something called Azure Canary Program. It's Early Updates Access Program. The way we roll out changes, by the way, it's safe. We want to make sure absolutely every single change that goes through the system, it's safe, it's fully compliant. We are not going to lose any of the credit, you know, attestations that we have and certifications that we have about change management practices. More importantly, secure. At any point, any change that we're rolling out is absolutely solid. It's not going to expose any issues in terms of safety of our customer data. That's top priority. So we typically take a change from, we roll it out through various clusters, and we call it as rings of deployment. We start with dev and test. Once we feel that the feature teams are really comfortable rolling this out and they have tested it out, then it's actually rolled out to another ring broadly called stage. Again, it's all internal customers. We are testing now, still at scale, and make sure that we don't have any issues. Then we have a ring called Canary Ring. That's where we are inviting customers to come and participate and be part of that ring. So when changes get rolled out to that ring, you can think of your think of this as a pre-production ring for your own deployments. You have the ability now to look at changes that are coming maybe in a few weeks as part of this ring. So you can do compatibility testing. If there are issues, you can get back. You have direct channel of communication with Azure engineers to be able to go say, hey, I noticed something is broken. Is it me, or is it, it could be caused by the change that you're rolling out? So this is a fantastic program, particularly if you have a large deployment in Azure. I definitely encourage you to take advantage of this. And it's a great way for you to come and and participate and give feedback and make sure we're doing it right. So only when you feel comfortable, everything is good at the canary ring, after a certain time, we're ready to roll out. What we call it as flighting. Even then, it's not going to be instantaneously rolled out. We take one cluster at a time, one region at a time, and make sure that it's fully safe, fully tested. We are looking at our signals. We are looking at our various metrics after a change, before a change, as we keep rolling out the changes. So this is absolutely top of mind, a big focus area for the teams to make sure that the platform is stable as we continue to keep making updates. Because one of the value prop of the cloud is you really don't want to deal with rolling out your own changes and deployment. You just want to be able to observe that, all the innovation, cool innovation that we're talking about as fast as you can. And so all of that, we take that job very seriously in addition to making sure everything is secure. The pace of innovation is still important for us. So there is an email there. I think that you can send an email to if you're interested in participating in this. So before we move on to the next section, I think I have a couple of questions with fun prizes. So a bunch of you raised your hands on watching Scott Gu's keynote. Who can answer how many regions we have throughout the world? Okay, not for Microsoft. 34 is the first answer. There you go. Here is a gift. Awesome. Thank you. Arpan, it's not for you. It's okay. Awesome. Thanks. All right. We talked a little bit about the number of certifications, how we are kind of losing count of how many even we have. But I did count this morning and make sure I have the latest count. Okay, the next question. Who can tell me the number of certifications and attestations we have that we publicly have talked about, including the ISO 22301 we just announced? Total number. No, gee, not for you. 24? No, sorry. 10? Somebody said 10? No. It's 40 plus. Okay, try and let's see if you can guess.
51.
No.
84.
64. No.
Say higher or lower?
Lower. 45. There you go. Exactly 45. Awesome, thank you. Here you go, you want to pick up your tile? Thank you for participating, thanks. Okay, so Arun, are you ready to talk about all the great stuff that's happening in the manage phase?
I think so.
Okay,
is everyone awake? Started.
Yes.
Good. Got you at the perfect time. You're either starving because you haven't had lunch yet, or you're really sleepy because you just had lunch.
Both?
Wow, that's interesting. All right, so Raj talked about the implement phase, and the implement phase to me means you've built an application. That application is composed of a number of Azure resources. You've built it, you've tested it in your staged environment, and you're now ready to deploy it. You're ready to expose your customers to your new service, and that's when the hard work begins. Why? Because it's really darn hard to meet the user's expectations these days with your service. From a feature standpoint, obviously, we have demanding users. They want more and more features all the time, but they have zero tolerance for reliability problems and bugs. And this is becoming more and more true. There's this growing, if not already here, expectation that your service is available all the time, like electricity. People are very unhappy when they turn on the light switch and it doesn't work. And if you've ever gone to your banking website, for example, and you see that banner at the top saying that we will be down on Sunday night for planned maintenance, your first reaction is, what? Are you kidding? It's a bank. How could you be down for anything? So there's really this expectation that your service always be available. And the cloud really changes the rules of the game on how you ensure that your service is available, because you do need new tools. Long gone are the days where you could just have direct access to the machine that's running your website and troubleshoot, diagnose whatever's going on with it. You need new capabilities. And so we announced Azure Monitor, Scott Guthrie's keynote address yesterday. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. Let me go to the next slide. So what is Azure Monitor? Well, Azure Monitor has built-in monitoring capabilities. We now have this capability in Azure right out of the box without any configuration whatsoever. You can begin to get metrics on Azure resources. We've brought the best of the platform metric and logs features. We've combined them with application insights and OMS, Operation Management Suite, and we provide this really end-to-end rich experience for monitoring, alerting, notifications, and diagnostics. You may have seen the cool dashboard that they demoed yesterday. I'm going to show you a little bit more about that today. That dashboard is a very powerful experience. In that experience, I can pretty much pin any metric that I'm interested in tracking. I can pin other interesting tiles onto that and compose a dashboard that I can then share with the rest of my team. And of course, we are a platform after all, so all of this is exposed and open to third parties. And if you want to, if you have your favorite APM, your favorite monitoring service, your favorite notification, chat ops, deep analytics app, that all can plug into Azure Monitor. So here's a quick peek at Azure Monitor. And you can see we brought the best of many features that are already in the platform into one place. We've aggregated into one common experience. So you'll find in Azure Monitor, as soon as you click on the monitor entry point, you'll open this blade that brings the activity log into view. Activity log's important because, let's say I've made a change to a resource. That resource, I'd like to see that change is tracked somewhere, because if I'm having a problem, it's most likely because some change was made to my environment. I have metrics. Metrics brings together platform, guest OS in the case of VMs, as well as applications and custom metrics. I have diagnostics, log files coming from my Azure resources. I can choose to save them. I can stream them to my favorite analytics application. I can also stream them directly to OMS. And I can reason and gain deep insights over whatever telemetry I'm getting from all those different sources across subscriptions. And I can set alerts, because it's not really interesting to just get telemetry if I can't define some rules on that telemetry that says, look, if something goes wrong, please trigger an alert. An alert is only interesting if I can actually do something in response to an alert. So we have this, we're introducing notifications. This is in limited preview, actually. So if you go to the portal right now, you probably won't see what I'm about to show you in a moment. But we're rolling it out in the next few months. And notifications allow me to respond to an alert. I want to enter in my email address. I want to be able to receive a text message on my phone if an alert triggers, because I'm not sitting in front of my PC all the time. And then, of course, if you really are going to meet the expectations of your customers and deliver very high uptime, high availability, you need to be able to mitigate any issues that occur with your service, and those mitigations better be automated. Because if not, then you're obviously not meeting your high availability promise. So now, let me switch over. I'm going to give you kind of a live view. Let me see if you can see that. Yep. Live view of Azure Monitor. This might look familiar. This is the same dashboard that Scott Guthrie showed at his keynote yesterday. I'll just bring to your attention the way I've configured this dashboard is I have my platform metrics on the left-hand side, this column over here. I have my application metrics in this column right here. These are coming from Application Insights. I've configured a number of OMS tiles. These are visualizations that give me deeper insights into the telemetry I'm getting. And I've also chosen to pin Security Center recommendations here because security is very important to me and I want to make sure I'm on top of it all the time. So now let me click in a little bit into this tile right here. This happens to be a Logic Apps resource. And you'll notice it brings up the same graph at the top. I'm actually tracking four different metrics right here, and for each I have the minimum, maximum, and average displayed right here. And you'll notice I also have an alert defined right at the bottom here. So in one blade, I actually have this really concise view of the things that are important to me on that tile. And if I click on an alert, I'm not going to do much here, but this kind of shows me when that alert fired, and this is the rule logic. So you know, this metric, the run succeeded metric, when the threat exceeds a threshold of 3, I want, over a period of 5 minutes, do something. In this case, it fires a webhook. OK, so now let me jump straight into Azure Monitor. So I clicked on the monitor menu item in the portal. And you'll see it brings up this blade over here. I have my activity logs, my metrics, diagnostic logs, deep analytics, log search, powered by OMS. I have service notifications. This is actually still in limited preview. I have alerts, notification groups, also in limited preview. And then I have my integration with Application Insights and OMS solutions over here. So now let me click on metrics. And before we got started, I actually created a Linux VM, because we love Linux. And I didn't configure any diagnostics at all. I just plain vanilla let me spin up an Ubuntu Linux VM. As you can see, I have host metrics here. This is brand new. We didn't have this a few weeks ago. And you know, I'm kind of interested in seeing the disk and network activity. So let me click on those really quick. Cool. OK, so I have this interesting looking chart over here. You know what? Let me pin that to the dashboard. I want to keep that for later. So let's go back to the dashboard. Let's see how that looks. Scroll over to the side. There it is. Cool. So now I can start monitoring this. These sets of metrics. All right, so let's keep going. That's fun, but it's really more fun not sitting in front of my PC all day. So if something does go wrong or if Microsoft sends me some notification, I really want to be notified on my device of choice. So before we got started, I created this brand new thing called a notification group in the portal. I'm going to click on that. This is my high severity notify the world notification group. And really what I'm saying here is if Microsoft sends me some sort of service notification, please email my dev team immediately and my CTO because he should know. But good God, you know, text my IT director and my senior dev because I want them on this immediately. So this is still in limited preview. We'll be rolling out the text notification capability in North America in the next probably a few months or so. We'll have more to say about that in the future. This is kind of just a sneak peek at that. All right. Let's save the questions for the end. Well, I think we'll have plenty of time at the end. So let me switch back to our slides. I promise there'll be more demo. OK, so here's that same dashboard in a cool black theme. But the main takeaway here is just a recap. In one dashboard, in one experience, I can have platform metrics. I can have application metrics, and custom metrics as well. I can have my OMS solutions pinned. And I can have Security Center or just about anything else I want pinned to this dashboard. And I can share it with my team. So it's not just me that has access to this. As soon as I create one of these, everyone on my team can play with it.
Yeah, with OMS also, you are able to monitor resources on-premise.
Right.
So basically, you're able to do everything in one single place. That's fantastic.
OK, so some of the highlights. Single entry point. We're bringing this experience together. So my monitoring, alerting, notification experience has one entry point, one place, one dashboard that I can create. I can create any number of dashboards, in fact, but I can configure that dashboard any way I want. On the metrics front, we didn't touch on this quite yet, but my metrics coming from my Azure resources are at a 1 minute granularity, not a 5 minute granularity like some of our competitors. 1 minute is really the sort of SLA experience I as a user and as a customer expect from any provider. If something goes wrong, I want them on it right away. So we pump those metrics every minute and we retain them for 30 days. And you don't have to configure any storage account. You don't have to turn anything on. It's just there. And as I mentioned, we've integrated tightly with Application Insights and OMS, and we created this rich ecosystem, or we've created the programmatic layer for a rich ecosystem. And these are some of our partners that can plug into that rich ecosystem. So your incident management solutions, PagerDuties of the world, your favorite monitoring APM solutions, the New Relics, AppDynamics, Dynatraces of the world, Datadogs. ChatOps. I don't think I have it up here, but we have a bunch of ChatOps solutions as well that you can plug into with our webhook. Okay, so now let's switch gears a little bit. I've configured my dashboard. I'm monitoring some cool stuff to make sure that my service remains healthy. I've set up some alerts. I've set up notifications so I can roam around and get notified if something goes wrong. Well, now if something's wrong, how do I actually diagnose what's going on? I need a way to somehow figure out what's happening. Help me fix this. So in the Azure portal, we have a new experience called Diagnose and Solve Problems. And in that experience, we have a curated list of solutions to common problems we actually hear from you guys, from our customers that come through our customer support experience. And we make sure that we have a fairly detailed, step-by-step way of solving these common problems. As part of that experience, we've also integrated what we call Resource Health. Resource Health, and I'll demo this for you guys in a moment. Resource Health is, think of it as a heartbeat from a resource. We have built-in monitoring into, obviously, the Azure platform and each resource that you are using. So on an individual basis, we know which resource you guys have configured in your subscription. And that heartbeat gets exposed to you at the very top. I don't think you can see it, but I'll point it out in the demo, as either available or unavailable as a resource. And if it's unavailable, we do our best to actually tell you why it's unavailable at that time. And then lastly, we have communications in the portal. So this is not the Service Health dashboard that you might be familiar with from Azure. This is actually in the portal signed in experience. You can filter down to your subscription at any, within a time range, whatever time range you want to specify, what happened if there was something going on with the Azure platform. What actually happened to the Azure platform and how did it impact you? It's also the place you can go to if you're kind of wondering, gosh, I hope they fixed that. I hope they figured out what happened and I really hope they fixed it. So you'll see postmortems in there as well once we figured out what actually is going on. All right, let me switch gears, we'll do the demo again. So let me bring up the help and support. We'll start here. So help and support, I can click on service health. And this is my comms. I'll click on some random region. You see there's nothing that's popped up yet. Let me go back in time a little bit, specify a couple weeks ago. Okay, now these aren't actual outages of any sort. We purposely pumped these into this subscription so that we could demo something. I'd be very unhappy if we had this many outages. But as you can see in this experience, I can actually scroll through and kind of see, hey, what sort of things were going on with Azure that impacted me specifically. It may not have been a broad outage of any sort, but the resources that I have in my subscription were impacted, so we're letting you know. We're exposing that to you. And as you can see, This top one over here is actually a post-mortem for some issue that we had in Eastern Australia, apparently. All right, OK, let's keep going. So let me pull up my trusty VMs again. I will start with my Windows VM this time. And this is the standard resource experience in the Azure portal. I'm going to click on Diagnose and Solve Problems right here. As you can see, I have my solutions to common problems. Can't connect to Windows VM, I can't create or add a VM, can't restart or resize, et cetera, VM too slow. These are problems that we hear from folks, and we actually curate and then produce a bunch of recommended steps you should take to go and resolve. Before you contact us, see if you can actually fix it yourself. First thing we get, if you were to call us and you didn't go through these steps, the first thing we'd ask you is your VM even up? And here's a screenshot of that VM. So yes, in fact, it is up and running. This is the login screen. So OK, good. I'm feeling pretty good about that. There are a number of other steps you can take to go and resolve why you might not be able to connect to your VM. All right, so now let's switch to the Linux version of this. How different is it? Diagnose and solve. So you'll notice it's actually context aware. So even though both resources are VMs, virtual machines, I do know that this is a Linux VM, and there are different steps. And so let's see. Let's click on the boot experience. So I don't have a screenshot here, but actually I do have my boot log that actually allows me to kind of scroll through and see what the heck happened as my VM was booting. OK, cool. So now let me draw your attention to resource health up here at the top. You'll notice it says available. This is Azure telling you, hey, your resource, from our perspective, your resource is up and running. We're feeling good about it. We don't think there's anything wrong with it. I click on more details. I bring up the resource health blade. And we have this new link in here, actually, called View History. View History will show you the 14-day history health of your resource. And as you can see, this VM isn't too old. It's only a few days old. But you know, thankfully, since I created it, it's been available. Nothing has gone wrong with it. If there were service impacting issues that impacted your resource, you would find them in this list, in the history list over here. Now, of course, if all else fails, if you do need to contact us, by all means, please do so. Because if your resource fails the health check, then customer support is absolutely free. Whether you have a support plan or not with Microsoft, we guarantee 24/7 by 365, actually this year's 366, support for your resources. And you can specify here, is this currently a critical production issue or not? If no, you know, we'll classify it as moderate impact, and we can communicate with you over email about it and figure things out. If it is critical, click yes, high severity. Phone me, please, immediately, right? So we want to have a phone experience because obviously this is very important. In those cases, we actually have limited languages. For high severity, it's English only. I think that's pretty much it for this part of the demo. Let's switch back. What do you guys think? Cool?
Yeah. Awesome.
See, head's nodding. Good. All right.
Let's take a look at how Azure Monitor can help support engineers streamline the troubleshooting process. Often, troubleshooting an infrastructure problem requires many different dashboards and data sources. Sorting through all these resources takes a lot of time and delays resolution. In the following scenario, imagine you're a support engineer tasked with watching over all resources in your subscription and escalating issues to particular teams. To isolate an issue, you have to navigate through different dashboards to get all the data you need for troubleshooting. Azure Monitor simplifies this process, helping you resolve the issue more quickly and easily. As a support engineer, you receive an SMS alert on your phone from the Azure Monitor Alert notification system. The alert says that a memory working set for an Azure web app has gone above 400 megabytes. You can access the Azure Monitor service directly from the Azure portal. From here, you can get a quick view of all your Azure resources, instead of having to navigate through each resource dashboard. Log on to the Azure portal. go to More Services, and then go to the Monitor service. On the Alert tab, validate the alert you received. This view gives you more specific details about the web server. Before digging deeper into the issue, navigate through the service notification area to review the overall service health and ensure there are no other issues. Now go to the dashboard to view detailed metrics, including those for the app and infrastructure levels. Notice here that spikes have been occurring on the front end for the last hour. This indicates that there is a memory leak on the front end. To confirm the memory leak, go to the activity log and check for recent software or application level changes made on the server. Here you can see that there was a recent deployment. Note the ID and user details. Move to Application Insights and identify the API calls causing the memory leak. Finally, to speed resolution, send all of the information you found to the developer who made the deployment. With Azure Monitor, you can streamline the troubleshooting process by quickly querying, identifying, and isolating issues. This saves valuable time and helps you more easily escalate issues to the appropriate developer.
So talking about support. Support plans are important. As I said, included in your subscription, we have 24/7/365 break fix if your resource fails a health check. That's guaranteed. You have subscription and billing management support. We also have a, what we call a development plan or developer support plan. And the way to think about this is you're building your application. You might have some questions. You might need some technical help building that app. $29 a month for that support plan. Once you get into a production environment, we really, really encourage you to have a support plan that goes beyond developer support. And we have a couple, three options, actually, our standard support plan, Pro Direct, and Premier support. And then for mission critical workloads, if you do have something like you are launching a brand new product and you expect this massive spike in activity that might die down over time, we do encourage you to actually engage with us. We have an Azure Rapid Response team that's perfectly geared to support those type of giant launch type of scenarios because we want you guys to be very successful.
Azure support.
And then, of course, tweet us at Azure Support. We are very responsive on Twitter. Again, 24/7 by all the days in the year, regardless of leap year or not. We will respond, or we typically respond within about 5 minutes or so, and we will direct that question, whatever question you have, to the engineering resources at Microsoft to get you an answer as fast as we possibly can. That's exceptionally important to us. We've had great feedback on this program, so I highly encourage you to use that as yet another channel into us. With that, here's how you can learn a lot more. Top two are links into to learn more about resiliency, to learn more about Azure Monitor, and we have four sessions. The first two in that list, 3207 and 3329, they are a deeper dive into the implement part that Raj was talking about. The other two, 2234 and 2179, actually 2234 is this afternoon at 4 p.m. I'd love to see all you guys there. We're going to do an even more comprehensive deep dive view into Azure Monitor. Like 80% of that session is going to be just pure demo. So I really encourage you guys to go to that. And then on Thursday, 2179 is a deeper view into the operation management suite and how it fits in within the whole picture.
Yeah. So I just want to add one more thing about Azure support. It's really your direct access to the operation center. It's unprecedented, right? There's no other cloud service provider giving you access like that, where particularly during incidents, you want to know what's going on, much more frequent updates. This is what's happening in my environment. How, you know, it's direct access. You will get the most up-to-date information. Somebody's really responding to Oren, as like Oren said, less than 5 minutes. It's a fantastic resource that you should take advantage of. So, So quick question before we move on to the next slide. How many of you are IT pro here? Let's see. Quick. Okay. It's a few. Any developers in the audience?
Devs? Okay. No devs?
Yeah, there's some great resources for IT pro. Free IT pro resources. Not only just to get started in Azure, but also there's some good training programs to for a career in cloud technology and whatnot. So again, that's part of the deck, and it was, I think, embedded in every deck. Make sure you're taking advantage of this. Getting started with Azure, demos, and how-to videos. Again, this is an example of the early phase of Discover and Envision we talked about. There's a lot more of those coming up, and this is just an example of what we're doing to help everyone to be successful in learning about Azure and help their customers to be successful on Azure. So with that, do you have questions for Pop Quiz?
I don't know. I don't think these guys weren't paying attention when I was
speaking. No, I think they're paying attention.
All right, here's a question. Granularity. How frequently does Azure Monitor send metrics? I heard a minute somewhere over in this side, right there.
Right behind Arpan. All right.
We have one more. All right. Yeah. Kind of the next question after that. How long do we retain that data for you for free with no configuration whatsoever?
Oh, this tie. This too many right answers.
Raise your hand if you know the answer. Right there. What is it? No. No.
No. Let's ask.
30. 30 days, right there. Welcome. So I think with that, let's open it up to questions. I know there was one right there that you've been dying the entire talk, so please go ahead.
No, definitely. Before, I mean, just I want to make sure. This is, by the way, this is the first time we are starting to talk about end-to-end Azure experience, both implement and manage, and we really love your feedback on what you'd like to hear more in the future. So please give your feedback. Yes, move on to questions.